book like that. He says, Achoyri Habodi and people mamish do private things. That's mamish burn smoothing. Over there, Avada has a Kriya Shmei Hezek. Depends on everyone's mind that over there it has a Kriya Shmei Hezek. Rashi is stressing that even in a Chatzal Lepnei Abatim, Hagam, you're not doing private things. Of a Roy and Tashmishim, you're doing a lot of stuff there. So that's Shah, the man there has a Kriya Shmei Hezek. In the Shita, there's a Tzad and the Gilead, Pumf Fakert, that Rashi is burning like the man there are Loish Mei Hezek. Like the man there are Loish Mei Hezek, stay to Achidish, that only when they agree to build a wall. Zok Rashi, even in a chotzer, when it's right, tashmish on the chotzer, apal pikein, or ber loish mei hezek, only if they agree to build a wall, even in spite of the fact that it's right, tashmish on the chotzer, apal pikein, loish mei hezek. The chakir and the etzim din of hezekriya, we'll see more behemshech, is the pshat and the hezekriya, like the mandam shmei hezek, that the pshat is that the histaklus itself is the hezek, it's meschadish over here, that the histaklus is a hezek, or is the pshat the menias to histamshus, vibalt yena is meinea from being mishtamish, because he thinks you're going to look at him, the gram of Meniyas Hashtamshus, that's the Chiddush of the Mandam Shmei Hezek, that the gram of the Meniyas Hashtamshus is going to be a Mechayiv. Now there's a Mechayiv to be Meneya this Hezekriya. To be Meneya the Meniyas Hashtamshus, or to be Meneya your Histaklus. Now obviously it's not enough just to say I'll look the other way. You can't. You're going to look. And you're going to be Meneya. But L'chayra Avada, any Mechitza Kolduhu is enough that it's not able to have Hezekriya. Afilu Amachzeles. Lemaisa, where does it come? The chiyuv boynanes akoysel gvil gozes kvisin levenin lechayre any mechitza is meineya hezekriya. In the Rishonim is nevor three svaris from where is neveya the chiyuv to build a koysel. The Rush talks about it in Simon Hay, and the svaris are like this: either because any roitzel his atzim imchabadin, if we'll build a shvach mechitza, we're going to have a dentira every 2 months again and again. There's going to be a dentira. Or even more, every 2 months when the wall, the flimsy wall will fall down, there's going to fight to be Hezekriya, the Baini Baini. And this is a Chiddush. You're allowed to mourn already now that there's going to be Hezekriya, the Baini Baini in 2 months from now. I want to fest the wall that will last, Laman Yam, the Yom Rav. Why? L'chayra, I make a mechatzelis and the next 2 weeks will be quiet. No, but I'm already mourning you now, a Kaisel, because of the Hezekriya that's going to be later. And a third Tzvara that's Mavur in the Rosh is because any rights of Shiyu Ma'oisei on Pyrus. It's kedai to one time invest in a festa mechitza and a koisel, a gvil, gozes, and then leman yam de yamim rabim, it's going to end up being cheaper than making shvacha mechitzas, and every single time, again and again, it's going to be ma'oisai on pyrus. That's the svaris of the Rishonim. Either the ma'ois, or the hezekriya, the beini beini, or dothalein that any roisel is atzim im chabadin. Over any of these three pshatim, you have to realize they talk rois the chiddush. We started off that there's a tvi of Hezekriya. Al tazikeni v'histak muscha, or al tindroin li meneir steshmishin. V'seder, a flimsy mechitza stops there. Shteita that there's another din, a takanas chazal efsher, a chiyav, that no, be meneya the Hezekriya even of the beini beini. Shtela veka matzav that I won't have to be masatza mimcha v'din. Shtela veka matzav that I won't have to be ma'isa and pyrus all the time. All that is nichlal in the chiyav koisel of Hezekriya. The Rush says that there's enough gemita between these pshatim. One of the Ikar Nafkamina, the Rosh Rez Dorch and Simon Hay, is whether one of the two people could be Machnis Toich Shaloi Behutza Vedafna. Zok the Rosh, if the whole Tvi of the Kaisel is only because the other one says, Eini Reitze Shiyu Maraisai and Pyrus, if you're Machnis Toich Shaloi Behutza Vedafna, there's no Maraisai and Pyrus. Right? He's going to pay for everything. And he's Maftiach, then he'll keep on paying. Every time Behutza Vedafna falls, he'll keep on paying. Or if I call him, if he stops eventually, so then you'll get started from scratch. Now you'll make already a Kaisel. But the Vaila, he's going to pay for the Hutzav Adaptin, there's no problem. Masha'enkin, if the reason was be any Reitzah she has a Gria Beini Beini, or the reason of any Reitzah is Atim Imcha Badin, then even Machnas Tav Shaloi Behutzav Adaptin won't be good. So the Rosh clears it as the Machloikas, he brings Yesh Mefarshim Azoy, Yesh Mefarshim Azoy. There's a Yediyah, we'll talk about it maybe with Azunda, that the Rashba brings, that this Shaila, if you're allowed to be Machnas Tav Shaloi Behutzav Adaptin, the Rosh is being toiled in the Lundis, is the Machiah because of the money, or is the Machiah because of the Hezekriya the Beini Beini, the Mesatim Adin. But the Rashba wants to say that it's Gotoli and a Machloikas Amiroyim, the Machloikas Rav Hunan and Rav Chisda and Abba Midbeis. In Gemara state Arden that when the Shtei Chatzair Zu Me'al Zu, if the Tachtoina, if the Elyoina has to be Mishtatif with the Chelek HaTachtoin, Rav Hunan holds the Elyoina only has to be Mishtatif with the Elyoin part, it doesn't have to be Mishtatif with the Tachtoin, and Rav Chisda says no, that the Elyoin has to be Mishtatif. And the Rashba wants to say, maybe we'll talk about the Etzem Hezber, Shteita Grace Zachan of Shach and other Achoinim, Amayrich, what's Pshan, and the Rashba's not a Parsh the Maisa. But the Rashba says that that's going to be the Machloikas Amiroyim. If you hold like Rav Huna that you don't have to be Mishtatif, the Pshan is because you hold you're allowed to be Machnas Tech Shaloi. Like Rav Chista that you mochiv to be Mishtatif is because you're not allowed to be Machnas Tech Shaloi. But we'll talk about that Rashba Vazun. Of Azor Shteita, the Etzem Rosh. Now we see here in the Rosh that there's a Chiv to build a Kaisel. Nevertheless,
We see that there's different koyslis, right? Gvil, gozes, kvis, and levainin. L'chayra, gvil is better than levainin. Gvil will even be less of a problem of moise on pyrus, even less of a chance of hezekriya de beni beni. So what are you mechuyev? Hakoyl k'minag ha-medina. As that's like a big machloikis we showing him. In an ear that doesn't have a minig, ear chadosha. Most we showing him say that on an ear chadosha, what you have to build is levainin. The lowest level. The lowest level. Kvis and levainin. And the pshat is, what's the pshat? Why did the guy say, vos haste, I want gvil because of moise and pyrus, beni beni, I want... Teretz says, no, this svar is moist. Pyrus has agreed, beni beni. It's a taina of a zoi vai that you could not up to levainim. This that you're allowed to even run higher than levainim, gvil and gozes, that the minig has to allow you to run more than that. The says the minig is going to be more machmer on you. Up to gvil vav. When there's no minig, when it's stam ir chadosh, it's levainim. In the Meiri, it's brought down a yesh oimim, that's punk fakert. Then on ir chadosh, you could run gvil vav. What's taken the Meiri? That be'emes, the svaras of Moise and Pyrus and Beni Beni is machayev right away to go to Gvil Vav. Fakert, when there's a minog of less, a minog of levainin and kvisin, the minog is able to be makel to let you go less. So we have the etzem machayev of Koisel, we have madregas of Gvil Gozes, kvisin, levainin, and we have a machloikas mishoinim. Is the stomach of the machayev of Koisel levainin, and minog will go even higher? Not the minog of the ir chadosha that you'll do levainin, or the meiri gor is that the ir chadosha will be gozes, Gvil Gozes. And the minute will let you go lower. The Rosh brings the tzado that you're not going to be machnas touch the leibahutz of a dafna. The says that was the, what was the hezber? Money, you're not having a problem with. He's paying for it. But there's a problem with any rights of lasati mimcha badin. And I don't want to hezekri the beni beni. The mukiyaisa brings from the ra'ah got a bigger chiddush. The mukiyaisa brings from the ra'ah that if the minig is gvil, and one of them says, I need muchan lahachnas touch the leibah gvil. He wants to do the whole gibel by himself. Instead of doing gibel for gibel, he wants to do the whole gibel by himself. Even that, the other shochein, is allowed to be moinei of that because he said, I want to be able to also use this kaisel. If you'll make it all in your rishus, only you'll have the rights to be mishtamish with the kaisel. Matonis from their village nishtoin matonis yichia. He has a right to mon that they should build the kaisel b'emsa. Avad is a shverezach of a vashteta. Avad is, there's a lot more. We need to build this up more, this wall. Of a vashteta under the mukiyaisel b'shem dera'ah. That the Zechiv Kaisel, it maybe started with Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, and maybe like the Mount of Malach Shmei Hezek, this din doesn't start, but if you hold Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, then it already became a din, that there's a tviyah to build a Kaisel, and Ad Kedekach, the other one could be Teveya, don't build a Gvil by yourself, I want to build a Kaisel together. It's a Kaisel not of Hezekriya, he wants it for Tashmishan to be able to lean Kairos on it. Yet, that's Teveya from the Zechiv Kaisel that comes. It started with Hezekriya, but it ended up with Zechiv Kaisel. The Rosh wants to bring a raya that you're allowed to be machnis toich shaloi b'hutz of adatna. So up the Rosh, he has a raya because it's mevor, then when there's chad mazik, I was thinking he's talking about when it's trey mazik, mazki adodi, but the Rosh brings, it's not so posh what his raya is, but he brings that when it's chad mazik, then avad you're allowed to do hutz of adatna. So up the Rosh, if by chad mazik, it's a mazik, is allowed to do hutz of adatna, so avad who then when it's trey mazik, if one of them is muchan to be machnis toich shaloi b'hutz of adatna, why is it different? And Bemis, this is a shaila. According to the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rosh, that no, you're not allowed to be machnas toich shaloi b'hutz of adafna. You always must build a kaisel. How come by chad mazik you're allowed to get away with hutz of adafna? Why can't the chad mazik, why can't the nizik tell you, don't build me a hutz of adafna? I know you're paying for it, but any right to list atzimim chobadin, any right to hezekri beni beni, build me a wall. Why by chad mazik could you do hutz of adafna? It's garnished, it's not muchach that, it could be that they argue gufan the Rosh is hanocha. Maybe they hold by chad mazik also. But actually we could say a word, and I want to build it up from this nekuda, that by chad mazik avad you're out of the hutz of adafna. But when it's a matzav of trey mazki, then all of a sudden there's a machayev to build a koisel, and going out of the machnas toich shaloi, because he has a tviyo, has a griyah de beni beni, and mesatzim im chabadin, where does it come from? So we mark them like this to build it up. There's another Russian ois base. The tchilas dibri a Russian ois base is talking about is their chazoka on Hezekriya. We know this cheskes tashmishin, and we know the moshel, there's a ganza shayla, is there a chazaka on harchokis nezikin? If a guy was ready machzik to leave his tanner and all those different things, do you get a chazaka on these things? So the Rosh has a shayla, is there a chazaka on Hezekriya that they already lived for 3 years, those lines 3 years, that without being makbid on a hadodi, so maybe then one of them, and then all of a sudden one of them wakes up and says, I want to be teveyu or kaisel of Hezekriya, because the other one said, no, I already have a chazaka. So the Rosh says, there's no chazaka. I, midloi micha, right? The midloi micha should make you a chazaka. So the Rosh explains that by Hezekriya, there's no midloi micha to make a chazaka. Either because it applies like kutru beis akise, one svar the Rosh says. Another svar he says is that it's tarvayu maski adodi. What do you mean midloi micha? You should have been moicha also. that business was their svaris. The Rishonim say other svaris. There are not gemilas in these svaris. There's a whole tzeis about it. It's not for now, but Al Kapanim, the Rosh says that it's not pasha that there's a chazaka. If they were both quiet for 3 years, it doesn't mean you have a chazaka and the rights to keep it that way with a hezekriya. But fear is the Rosh, the second chiluk of the Rosh and Ois Beis, chazaka bet nitzai. But what if he's moichel lehevyo? What if one of them says, I'm moichel you? Bepeh, he says, they make a king and maybe Zulzayim, mit a king, other king, but they say, mechila lehevyo, that he's moichel, that there's not going to be hezekriya. Zok the Rosh, if you're moichel, then it's all over, then you could live for the rest of your life without a koisel. Ravon's the Rosh, what do you mean? It's like crack susi. If a guy wakes up one day and says, crack susi. He can't change his mind tomorrow and say, I don't want you to be Kareak Susi. So you were Michael. That was yesterday. Now you're upset and there's Hezekriah and you're being Taivea. But the Mechil is a Fabik. Zok to Rosh, yeah, because you Michael the money. What's the state? You Michael the money. But what about the Chiv Hezekriah? So Avad the Aleph state on the Rosh, it's a modern Zach, because Posach begidrei Chiv Mazik. And he talks about Chazoka of the Mazik. But now he's talking about, he says, it's a Chiv Mois. And you were Michael the Chiv Mois. Michael the Chiv Mois, but the next day there's another Chiv Hezek. He was loyal to you, but today the guy comes now and says, I am being Tevei. What's the pshat in the Rosh? Rabbi Chanan says a word that the law is Mechila is Ke'ilu is Kabalti. That Mechila is the pshat as you gave him the money. Over here is the Chiv Kaisel. Each one has to put down 50%. It cost $100. He gave you the $100. He was loyal to you. That's the pshat. The Mechila is a baby. He wakes up the next day and says he wants the Kaisel. There's a new Chiv. There's a new Isamazik. Beseder, you want $100 down for the wall. I gave it to you. Not with a check, not with cash. With Mechila, Kilo was Kabalti. I gave you the money. Is anyone gefrekt the Hoiber Chacham? Yeah, but even when you give money to build a wall, if it falls down, Nafal, you have to build it again. Over here, it's like Nafal. There's no wall here. It's not true. It's not Nafal. The money he still has. You didn't give him cash. You gave him Mechila money. He didn't use it yet. He didn't build a wall yet. You paid him up with Mechila. And that's what the Rosh says. Azoy Zot Rabbi Chanan. That's the Pshat in the Rosh, that it's Mechila on the money. You mommy, you paid him, you put up money, you put up front money for a wall. But actually we could say another Mahalach is Yadua, the Yesoid of Rabbi Sazalman, that the Pshat in the Chiyat Kaisel over here is Nas, that's for his Hezek, of Hezekria. You have to know what the Hezber for that is, that's a Bezunder Shmuz. But Rabbi Sazalman went Gor with the Harifas to say that it's a Chiyat of Shutfis. L'moshel, there's going to be on a day six Tashmas to the Kidorim of Hezekria. We'll see them, the Gemara goes Al-Seder. But one of them, the third one is Beis Shar. Beis Shar is not a Chiyav Tvias Hezek. It's a Shutvistik Chiyav. Vada Bayis, everyone has to donate to the cause. They have Tzrochim. You have to make sure the house, you have to make, if you have a Bayis with a lot of different dealers, Mishutafis, you have to put up money. You pay for the sponger, you have to pay for Andrazach, and there's things that you have to pay for. One of the things that you have to pay for, that every Shutv that's living you have to pay for, is that they shouldn't be mazik each other. You have to pay that it should be clean. You have to pay there should be a shomer, that other people shouldn't come be make neighbors. You have to also pay that the oimim sazan shouldn't be mazik adodi. And one of the toshmas is taka beishar. Zok to Rabbi Sazalman, that's the pshat over here. It's a chiyav shutfis. It's not a chiyav, you mazik me, I mazik you. There's a matzav over here, we're being mazik each other. Let's put a solution to this. Let's put up together and pay for a wool. Kum to Chayshal, Rabbi Sazalman, it's taka not a chiyav of hezek. It's a chiyav koisel. And the chiyav koisel is a chiyav koisel of shutfis. And there's a svar that in a chiyav koisel of shutfis, there's already gedorim. Let's not put up a flimsy wall that next week we're going to be misatzim im shneinu bedin, and we're going to have to be have ezekriya beni beni. The chiyav koisel is to taka put up a good wall. That's the shutfis, the chiyav. And that could be pshat in the Rosh. That's why you could be moichel. You moichel the chiyav. We ask, very nice you moichel, but vayter there iser mazik. It's not iser mazik. It's a chiyav koisel. And lefi zeh, bemis rabach, bears mesupik about this. But azay betoys kaman achidish. The Rosh says you can be moichel hezekriya only by tarvayu matzvi adodi. In a case when there's one mazik, maybe taka mechila won't help. In a matzah with only one, it's a one direction. It's one is higher than the other. Whenever the mitzvah says that only one of them is mazik, the din will taka be that you can't be Michael. The chiddush of the Rav Berz Masupik taka. But like this word, that's what come out. The stomach, that's a Rav Berz Sofik. Well, there is alcohol upon him. That be bought by chad mazik if it's tvias hezik, the nizik has a tvias hezik to the other one. So you can't be Michael. If he says he's Michael tomorrow, he's right tonight, he's saying, al tazin kaini, you're being mazik me. But when they're both being mazik each other, then it's not a chiv of tvias hezik. It's a chiv kaisel meshutif. Then it's shaykh mechila. And who are then? It will be Meyushev, the Yeshim Farshim, in the Rosh. The Yeshim Farshim hold that you're not going to get away with Hutzah V'dachna Tayyuk Shaloi. Aye, when it's Chad Mazik, Vada Hutzah V'dachna is enough. When it's Chad Mazik, the Tvigas don't be Mazik me. I'm not being Mazik you, I put a Hutzah V'dachna. But when it's Tarvayu Mazik, it already becomes a din of a Chiv Kaisel, and the Chiv Kaisel has Gedorim, and the Gedorim is to build a Kaisel of Gvil, Gazus, Kvis, and Levainen. You have to build it, even if he wants to be Matna Tayyuk Shaloi. No, it's not enough, you have to build a Chiv Kaisel. So that's the Ikr, there's maybe more of Achim, but that's the Ikr of Achim I want to have here. With this, with the Rabbi Sazama wanted other things with it also. But it's a Chiv Kaisel Bishutfis, not a Tvias Hezek. That the Hezber and the Rosh why Mechila works, you're being Michael that Chiv Shutfis. And that's the Hezber why you can't be Machnas Tech Shalai Behutza V'dachim. Mashaking by Chag Mazik. Taka Mechila won't help. We're saying a Chiddush. And Hutzav Adafna would be enough. Then there's a Shaila, the Rosh Hashanah, by Merz over here. The Torah talks about it. There's a Yad Ramah about it. What would be when you have two Shutfim, but one of them has a bigger Sada than the other one? One of them has two-thirds of the Sada, and the other one only has one-third of the Sada. Avada Kipshuta, we name on that Avada, each one only pays half. Of the Batsan is a Mokam Mudden. Well, Rabbis is down. If it's a Chi of Shutfis, I asked around in different buildings, but about Abayas, there's a whole tumult. If a guy has a bigger deer, does he pay more? Right? You're paying for sponge in the hallway. The guy that has a bigger deer has to pay a more percent of that. In most buildings, that's how it goes. A bigger deer pays more for the tzrachim ha-nushutafim of that place. So someone that has the bigger field, maybe should have to pay more percent of the kaisel. Ken Zayin, the Rosh Hashanah clears about it, the Adramah talks about it, but that would be the Shaila. If it's a Chi of Mazik, then what would be the Chilik? They're both being Mazik each other. If anything, Amol, Einar, Gezot, Techarifus. The one with the bigger field should pay less. Because the one with the bigger field is looking into the smaller field. And he's being mazik the one with the smaller field. The smaller field is doing less tashmishin. So he's being mazik him less. The one with the smaller field is being mazik the one with the bigger field. He's a bigger mazik. But Mustam, it's not true. They both mazik each other. You just can't do private things. But if you want a cheshbon that it's a bigger hezek, the one with the bigger field should pay less because he's being mazik the one with the smaller field less. But the Rebbe says that, no one clears such a tzad. But the Rebbe says Zalman is clearing faker. It's a chiv shutfis. Maybe the one with the bigger sada should have to taka pay more. By Bei Shar, it's taka nishtazoi. By Bei Shar, taka someone that owns a bigger percentage doesn't pay more. That should maybe be the tzad by this mechiv shutfis tikkadin and hezekriah. Lamaisa loy shemano and Torah shulchan aruch that the shavi is atzad. The Rosh Hashanah clears as atzad. That's what should come out. The Rebbe says Zalman. It's the chayrish tikkul aruch loy shemano that that's the din. But that's what Rebbe says Zalman's yisoy that it's not a tvi as hezek am tvi tvi a you for the hezek you tvi a me for the hezek. It's a chiv b'shutfis. And we had our Rabbachim with it. Rav Nochem went with a similar gang. It was similar in the sense that it wasn't Stam Tfi, it's Hezek, Am Tevei, Yot Tevei, Mi. But he said a different nusach. Not that it's a Chiv Shutfes, Dumi Yad Bei Shar, but it's Gormi Dini HaChaluka. Well, let me talk about it more when we see where he bought Ois Devar. But for now, we'll say the Etzim part. It's Midini HaChaluka. When you Tevei HaChaluka, you Tevei a good Chelik, a private Chelik, a Chelik that Taka now that right, in a small ve'emino, that we're going to split up, I'm going to be able to do my things in my chatzar, you're going to be able to do your things in your chatzar. If I state that requires a war, how am I going to be able to live in my chatzar and your chatzar? Midine hachaluka is mechayiv, that there should be a koisel, and not stam a tfiyah, not stam a machzelis, or a koisel that will take a shtalavek, that it's private, and not that I have to fight with you every 2 weeks about it, and not that there should be hezekriya beini beini, and that I have to spend money all the time. No, we're going to take a split up, azah haluka, that the haluka is going to allow us to live separately. And it's midine hachaluka. It's vital, it's an under-assert for it, but we're saying big chadushim here, and vital, you could be moichel such a thing. That was the tfiyas chalukas of the Russia could be moichel. So we're saying two groysa mahalchim over here, that it's not, by way, akupona by tarvayu maski adodi, that it's not, am tevei you for the hezek you amazik me, and you tevei me for the hezek amazik you, but is either Rabbi Sazalman said it's a shut v'stik in l'chayiv, and Rabbi Nochem said it's gormidini achaluka. On the other hand, there are a lot of mashmois in the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah. It's mash, but is it tfiyas hezek? If it is a tfiyas hezek, so a lot it's back shver. What's shot in the Rosh? The Rosh says you could be moichel. What moichel? Yesterday he was moichel, but today you're vaita being mazakin. Al tazikeni, build me a wall. What's moichel? But Epshin will say another mahalach that we can still live in the realms that we're dealing that it's a tfiyas hezek. And still it would make sense you could be moichel. Say, interesting nusach. Shot is azay. Avada the tfiyas hezek. Now, by a regular tfiyas hezek, it's don't punch me in the nose. I want you not to punch me in the nose. Don't break my keli. Don't do it. It's something you don't do. There's a tfiyas hezek of hachokas nazik in perik layachba. What does that require from you? It requires you to be marchik. But over here, we're talking about an interesting hezek. It's hezek riyah. What's the tfiyah? Don't look. Let me not man up. Yeah, how are you going to look? That's the mitzvah. You're there. It's not even with your eyes, Batsim. You're being there. You're staring him. You're cooking. This is cooking. You're staring him. So what do you have to do? He should go away. He lives here and you live here. The Isra Mazik is a chiyah, build a wall. You never have such a Muslim. Normally a chiyah of Mazik is al tizikeni. And by our chokas nazikin is tachik es atashmish shagoyim es ahezik. But over here, you're not saying al tizikeni, and you're not telling al tispakil. Avada, you're going to live here, and I'm going to live here, and azoy medzayin, and we're going to be neighbors, and we have no choice. So, but what is that Isra Mazik mechayiv you? Go build a wall. Zok the Rosh, it could be Michael, the chiyah to build a wall. Lo'ay lo, we're not saying it's a shutvah stick of chiyah, it's not a chaluka de kedin that's mechayit, it's talking the Isra Mazik. But what is the Isra Mazik? Hezekriah is an interesting, unique Hezek. What is the Hezekriah telling me? The Hezekriah is saying, build a wall, build a wall. Zok the Rosh, but you could be Michael, the chiyah to build a wall. There's a famous diak in the Rimagash. The Rimagash has a kasha. We know that Gans Perik LaYachbar is all kinds of Arzokas Nezikin. And Rabbi Yossi is choylik on a lot of the Gedorim in Perik LaYachbar. Rabbi Yossi always says, no, Adrava, I have to be Mazik. Al HaNizik LaHarchik Esatzmoy. Forget it, I don't have to be Mazik. Al HaNizik LaHarchik Esatzmoy. The famous Yossi of Rabbi Yossi. script, the Rimagash, on that Vav, in the Sugya of Chaloinois, which is a case of Hezekiah, why doesn't it say that Rabbi Yossi is Chaylik? Rabbi Yossi always holds Alan Mizik Lahartik Asatma. Zok the Rimagash at your side. My dear Rabbi Yossi Begiri Delay. And he's Machadish that Hezekiah is Giri Delay. That's a Bazundarishmuz. Why? If you learn that it's the Maisei Stakless, maybe that's Giri Delay. If it's being Goyrim, the Menish Tashmish, you have to say, you have to know there's different Pshatim in the Mishnah and what Giri Delay is. Layach Balemer the Chiv Nishtiyas. It's considered Giri Delay. Aber the Welt is Medayik. Interessante Sach. Why did the Rimagash ask his Kasha and say his Teretz that Taka Hezekiah is Giri Delay on that Vov? So Lefregan of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Hashutim Shirot Zolasi, that if you learn Mechitza means Plukta, so does the Chiva Hezekiah, and it just says, Rabbi Yossi Chaylik, Rabbi Yossi Amrino, ain't it so? Rabbi Yossi should be Chaylik on the din of Hezekiah. And it's a legitimate Teretz, then no, the Hezekiah is Giri Delay. Zolzan, the Teretz is good, but Favos Frekten is on that base. Atoivi, the Arzuru, Taka Frekten is on that base. The Ravon, Taka Frekten is on that base. Zok the Veld, very Gishmak. If you go Lamashal, which are Bissa Zalman's Mahalach. In the Mishnah on that base, it's not a Chiva Hezek. There's no welcome to ask the kasha that Rabbi Yossi should argue because Alan Nizek Lahar Tekasatzman. Veret vegen achiyav hezik, meret vegen ashut vizdek achiyav that there should be a kaisel here to fritzmachi, sarchi harabim, sarchi had the yura mamashu tafim over here. Or Ibn Nachum's mama, the dine chaluka is mechayiv. It's a totally different word of Nachum and Mrs. Zalman. Over at Sarah Shobish of him, where it's not. That it's not a chiyav hezik. It's a psanayi mechayiv. The chaluka is mechayiv. The matzvah shut viz is mechayiv. The base shah is mechayiv. Good. That it is not welcome to ask Rabbi Yossi. And it's Gevaldik Meduyik why the Rimagash waited till Davo. On the Vet Fir Nois, the Ravon, and the Arzuru that did act it on that base, they'll go the other way. They'll learn that it's a Chi of Hezek. But Huadin, we said a different Nusach. If you go with the Nusach, we said that really it is a Chi of Hezek. But the Chi of Hezek over here is go build a wall. In this Nusach also, we could say a Gevaldik Hezek why the Rimagash waited till Davo. But this is already a Psalayach with the Gevard Be'emes, but we'll say to Etzem Zog, Rabbi Yossi's Yisod always in Layach, where is Alan Nizek Laharchakasatzmi. What's the pshat? Because he says, what do you want me to do? I should go away? I'm living here. You want to tell me I can't live here? I'm allowed to be mishtamish my way. I have my tanner, my kaisel, all my zachanim. You have a problem. I'm a nizik laharchakas atzmi. Don't tell me to leave, to check out of town. I'm living here. I'm your neighbor. Don't tell me I have to leave. Forget. I'm a nizik laharchakas atzmi. Kol zeh is when the tefillah is taka, be marchik. In every case of Perikol Yaakov, we tell the guy, be marchik, gimel tfachim, vav tfachim, shesh ames, esr v'chomish ames, be marchik, go away. You're telling the mazik, be mazik, so you shouldn't be mazik me. Zok the mazik tzrik vaseit. I have my ilan, my koisel, my tanner here. You have a problem. I'm a nizik mazik asatzim. But over here, we're asking him to go away. We're not asking him to go away. Sakako, we're asking him to build a wall. He's probably donating 3 tefachim of his field. I'm not sure what to do with that. But the maitha, you're not telling him to go away. You're saying, live here, taka blive, all's good, or we build a wall. Rabbi Yossi is going to say, I don't have to build a wall. If the shayrish of Rabbi Yossi's tain, ala nizik laharchak asatzim, is the pshat because he's timing, I don't have to go away. Over here, we're not telling him to go away. We're telling him to build a wall. It would be very gishmak again, like that gang also, why the Rimagash didn't ask his kasha on that foot. We have not a maisa with the Tosfos. The Mishnah says, Gvil gazes kvisel levein in the chi of kaisel of Hezekiah, and the Mishnah says that this shiurim to the kaisel. Gvil is vav, a gimel v'gimel, gazes is shnayim amechza, v'chule. Fred Tosfos. Gvil is a nois in gimel tvachim, zav Tosfos hotelai kamer b'gvil vav tvachim. Fred Tosfos, let it say straight out, gvil vav. Hello, 3 and 3. Let it say Gvil Vav. Stamazay in Pshat. Toises has a kasha. Let it say Gvil Vav. Pasha Pshat in Toises is he's asking because it's a shorter nusach. We have to say Gimel for Gimel. Just say Vav. About it, that's Pasha Pshat. But actually, look, Don Oymik. If it's a separate chi of mazik, then I have my chi of mazik. You have your chi of mazik. Each one of us have to build 3. If it's a shutvistik chiyuv, then it's one shutvistik chiyuv to build a 6 tefach wall. So Fred Toises alam the shakasha. It's not 3 and 3. Let it say Vav. It's one mechayiv to zanim to build one chiyuv of Vav. Efter it's a knetch in what Tosis is asking, not stam because it's a shorter nusach. It's one chiyuv of a kaisel, not 2 separate chiyuvim. It's one shutvistik chiyuv to build a 6 tefach wall. So for Tosis, why didn't it say just gvil vav tefachim? So Tosis teretz chiddush mishum leiniti loymer vav lechalechem. If it would have said vav, I would have thought maybe the wall has to be 12 tefachim and each one of them has to build vav. Nope. There are other truths and efter you could say on this kasha of Tosis. Can we not trust? And first of all, the Rishash has been written that maybe when the fields aren't equal, each one has to build a winam don. That side would be that the one with the bigger field would have to pay more. Efter the Mishnah is coming to Bavar, no matter what, it doesn't make a difference the size of the fields. It's always going to be Zenois and Gimel, Zenois and Gimel, to be Mahriya the Rishash Yishayla. Another Nusach maybe, the Machloik is Rosh and Yesh Mefarshim, if you could be Machnas Taych Shalai, Behutza Vedafna. Maybe the Mishnah is coming to say, Avada, you want to be Machnas Behutza Vedafna, that's fine. But when you're building a wall, then it's Gimel for Gimel. You want one to do it himself? Then it won't be Vav. Forget, you can do Taych Behutza Vedafna. Only when you want to do it together, then it's Gimel of Gimel. Gozes has a kasha bim toima. Am I tzuch l'misni midas gvil v'gozes? Why did I have to tell us? You want to ask a kablan how he much and what's the normal way to build a wall. But what's the zvichtik for the mishnah to tell us gvil is vav? Anyways, it says in the hemshach hakol kiminik hamedina. So kemoishe nago keni asim. Saivi, you're going to go with the minik. And the Tosis is starting off in his kasha. Whatever the minik is, if the minik is gvil yod, you're going to do gvil yod. If the minik is gvil dalad, you'll do gvil dalad. Levein and beis, levein and ches, gvil chameishes rei, hakol kiminik hamedina. The first state numbers in the Mishnah. Stanei to toiva kamash balon. For first state numbers. Anyways, I call kemina gamadina. Tois is mechadish azoy. That yoyser mi gvil vav you don't have to do. And first state zechuwa din yoyser mi levein in gimel. Levein in dalet. What's levein in? Gimel, right? Tefach ha-mef, gimel. Every kind of stone to do more than that shear, to do more than gvil vav, to do more than levein in gimel, that you don't have to do. That's a maximum. You don't have to do gvil vav. If the minig is gvil yud, medaf nishtar. That's the aleph. So the says hagam, it says hakoil kemina gamadina any minig. We'll soon see what that's marba. But don't think of the hefkevel. You don't have to do more than gvil vav. If the minig is gvil yud, you don't have to. So what do you have to do? Berta gansa shailin, the chazanish. Do you say that if the minig, let's say taka, the minig was gvil yud. Is it the pshat that you ignore the yud, but you have to taka do gvil vav? The says you don't have to do the extra of yud. And the oidi, I was mesupik. Gvil yud is a minig. You're not mechuyev. There's no teyelis. It won't stand longer. Someone wanted to tell me it will stand shorter even. Well, maybe no. A gvil yud will last longer than a gvil vav. But not ad kadei kach that the minig, such a minig would be mechay. I'm not sure the mitzvah is pashut. Will a gvil yud stand longer at all than a gvil vav? There's the teisefes oivi of yud tvach and bechlal moisef, maybe in megareya, or it is moisef of a nish genuk that warrants it. Of a vinit vid, you don't have to do it. So is the pshat that if the minig is gvil yud, it's mechay of you to do gvil vav? Or is it tzad the chaz nishgor? It's not a minig, it doesn't count. Bleibt es also wie an ir she'en lo minig. The minig von gvil yud is nish wichtig. Bleibt es on a minig. On a minig, we already said it's a machlokes rishonim. Most rishonim hold that when there's no minig, ir chadosh, you go back to levein and gimel. The meiri had a tzad you do gvil vav. Maybe you'll go back to levein and gimel. Or do you say no, we'll keep the minig of gvil yud, not the yud kite, but the gvil kite, and we'll keep the gvil vav. That's a suffix. Or b'chol eifin, the Mishnah said a shir of gvil vav because you don't have to do more. Oh, but there's places if you did less, if the minig is gvil dalid, then you have to keep the minig of gvil dalid. Gvil dalid is a good minig. Bread toises are right. Hagam l'chayr, gvil dalid won't last as long as a gvil vav. Maybe it's not a good minig. So toises are filo hutzav adafna is good. Gvil dalid tenet zayn erger vi hutzav adafna. Like hutzav adafna is good, avad the gvil dalid is good. Azoy halchit as toises. So avazoy, it's very gishmak. Hakol ke minig amadin, even gvil dalid. Aber versteht sich, the Mishnah says vav, lafuki not yud. The Rosh is chaylik on Tosis. The Rosh holds that Gvil Dalet is not a good minig. What's took the Rosh with Tosis is raya? Even Hutzah V'dafne is good. Gvil Dalet can be worse than Hutzah V'dafne. Isn't the Marshor, the Mashmoy says that he understood Pshat in the Rosh, that a Gvil Dalet will not last as long as a Hutzah V'dafne. It says, Ergiv Hutzah V'dafne. It says, Gleich Platzen. You have to know how to build a wall. Gvil Dalet is not going to last even as long as a Hutzah V'dafne. Shver, it's a Shver. A Hutzah V'dafne, Kemata Gorish. A Gvil Dalet doesn't even last as long as a Hutzah V'dafne. If there's another nusach, if you go with the raid we said before that it's a chi of koisel, could be this gedorim of a chi of koisel. And every koisel has its gedorim of koisel. Hutzah v'dafna is oichad agim is a sort of koisel. And you build a hutzah v'dafna with its gedorim. You want to pick a gvil wall? Build a gvil wall with its instructions. A gvil dalet is not a koisel. Here's a list of walls. Gvil, vav, gozes, hey, kvisen, dalet, levein, and gimel. Gvil dalet not on the list. It's not a kind of a wall. Hutzah v'dafna is. I've had them at Sias over the last moment. But it's not one of the kinds of walls. Here's a list of walls. Pick one. In the Nachlis Dovish state an under pshat in the beer of the Rosh, Gevaldik pshat. Zokter Azeh. Avad Gvil Dalet lasts longer than a Hutzah V'dafna. But everything, he says, if you go with the pshat in the Rosh of any rates of Shiyim Oisei and Poyles. Interessant is, I don't want to spend extra money. Zokter, everything you have to make a cheshbin, how much it's kedai. Hutzah V'dafna is going to fall pretty quickly. But it's also not that expensive. So it will fall again and again and again, and I'll pay for it. It's still not as expensive. A Gvil Dalet costs so much, and won't last long enough to warrant that it's kedai to pay that amount. That's already not wichtig. That's not a good minik. A gvil dalet, I'm paying 2/3 of the price of a gvil vav, and it's not going to last the time of a gvil vav, 2/3 of a gvil vav. A gvil vav, you'd have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars, but it will last l'man yandri yamim rabin. A gvil dalet, money you're putting up 2/3. But tzitzis, you're not going to get 2/3. It's going to fall down a lot longer than the hutzah v'dafna, but not long enough that it's kedai. And this vashteitzich is only going with the cheshbon of Moise and Pyrus. L'moshel, you can be mefalpel. Not to get confused, I'll be giving him a foul pole. Even if you hold your now to be machnas toich shaloi b'hutzah v'dafna, could you be machnas toich shaloi with gvil dalet? Gvil Dalman is doch ganz gut. Money is not costing the other guy. Maybe even those that hold you can't be machnas toich shaloi gutz of edasno. But you could be machnas toich shaloi by a Gvil Dalman. We're not saying that Gvil Dalman be'etzim is arrogant. Be'etzim is karga. No, the pshat is, kefi what you're paying for, you're not getting your taitzoyis from cost. Cost cheshbon. Haitzutz of edasno, yeah, Gvil Dalman not. That's the cheshbon of the Nachlas David and the beer of the Rosh. So we have a machlokes mishoyim. Gvil Yud is a vada no good. It's not a minik. You have to know what you do when it's Gvil Yud. It's still a Gvil Vav. Gvil Dalet is a machlokes. Taisa says you'll do Gvil Dalet. The Rosh holds it's not a minik. Then Taisa says mamshich. Tzveit achiluk Taisa. Svek Taisa v'im toimar. Why does the Gemara clear hakol k'minik hamedina? And it tells me hutzav edafna. Why does the Gemara have to single out hutzav edafna? Just say hakol k'minik hamedina, anything. Now there's a shayla, what's the hemshich of the Taisa? Is in the Maram state that the Hemshech is, because now that we said that Gvil Dalet is no good, now we have a problem. That Gvil Dalet is good. If Gvil Dalet is no good, then it's not sure that it should say Hakol Kimin Amagadina anything. Because then you think Gvil Dalet is good, and it's doch not good. But if Gvil Dalet is good, let it just say flat out Hakol Kimin Amagadina. As I state in the Maram, it's not so geschmack. The Rosh holds Gvil Dalet is no good, and he also asks this Kasha. And there's other problems with this Cheshvan. Another Pshat Poshit, we'll see, what does Tosis answer? Tosis says, you know why the Mishnah singled out Hutzav Adaf not? Nirul Rabbeinu Tam, the Davka Vutzah V'Dafna, Abel Pachas Mikan, Afilu Nogu is a Minig Hedidu. This is the Rishonim called Machatzeles. Shita's process is that only a Minig of Vutzah V'Dafna is a Minig. Or but Machatzeles is even worse. Machatzeles is not a Minig, it's a Minig Hedid. Umaychiach Mikan, the Yeshman Hobin Shein Lismach. Interesting. From here, Toises proves that only Vutzah V'Dafna is good. Machatzeles is no good. From here is a riot that some in Hobin you don't listen to. Interesting. Moisel my dog Toises Mikan, Moychiach, that some in Hobin don't count. We already saw a minute that doesn't count. Gvil Yud didn't count. Here, Tosis is waking up and saying, Machzelis is no good, only Hutzav Adachna. Here we see that there are minhagim that don't count. There's a minute of Gvil Yud also that doesn't count. But it's different. And I'll tell you something, Tosis didn't say that Gvil Yud is a minute hevyut. Gvil Yud is a minute. And Bemis, we see, Taka, that by Gvil Yud, you are machoyiv mistoma to do Gvil Vav. And more than that, sharper. When you're doing Gvil Vav in that city that's not Gvil Yud, you're ignoring the minute. You're not ignoring the minik. Fuck it, you're being mekayim the minik. You're not adding the extra four to Ayvi Yud, because there's no tayalis in Ayvi Yud. Or when you, the Gvil Vav that you're doing, you're stelling tzu to the minik. You're not totally ignoring the minik. Or a minik of machzelis, you're ignoring the gans, and you're not stelling tzu to the minik of machzelis. It's a minik heavy, and the Raman Hogan that we don't stel tzu to. But there's a machlokes rishayim. The Hagoyis Ashri and the Ramban argue. The Agoyis Ashri and the Ramban say that any minig, the Agoyis Ashri says, Lashon, by Mominus, any minig goes, even Machzelis. Hakol Kiminig Amadina. Listen, it's money, he says. Whatever the minig of that city is, that's what their minig is. If the minig is Machzelis, that's the minig. In Mominus, we don't make Cheshbonis. The Emesam is Supik. I have a tzad, if the Agoyis Ashri already says that any minig, even Machzelis, maybe he holds Gvil Yud also, you'll have to. Maybe he's going to be the sheep that holds Gvil Yud also. Hakol Kiminig Amadina. That in fragments, so why does the Mishnah say numbers? It's a good kasha. It's anyways a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam b'chayr is mavur that no matter what, it's a kol kimin kamadina. He doesn't bring b'chlal the vav hey dalit gimel till later on in halacha yitches. We'll talk about the Rambam separately. But leave your oimel. If the Hagoyis Ashri says in moment, whatever the minik is, even machzelis, abi a minik. No, if the minik is gvil yud, that's the minik. If the minik is that they're like dafka to put diamonds into the wall, also that's the minik. By moment, that's the minik. It's not moist of anything to the chayzik akaisel, but that's the minik. In moment, that's the minik. There's no such thing as a chilek. I'm not sure. The Hagayis is talking about Machzelis, but I want to clear that who would then like him? Anything. But we have a clear Machloikis we showed him. Is Machzelis a minik? Now, first the Chavad Agasha. Tosis said, why did the Gemara single out Hutzav Adafna? So Tosis, because it's singling out Hutzav Adafna, that Dafka Hutzav Adafna. But less than that, Machzelis is not a minik. But the Hagayis Ashri and the Ramban argue, they hold that even Machatzelis is a minhag. So fretzich the kasha, so why didn't the Gemara say that? Why does the Gemara single out Hutzav Adafna? It's pashut not true. You can even do less than Hutzav Adafna. So there's a famous yisoid from Chaim Volozhin, Zokob Chaim Volozhin Azor. We already spoke out that when there's no minhag at all, in Ir Chadosha, what do? Most of the Shalim hold Levenim. Maybe the Meiri has its agazis, but only in the stone walls. So where does Hutzav Adafna come in? It's mavur that Hutzav Adafna, you're only allowed to do it if there's a minig of Hutzav Adafna. You're allowed to do Hutzav Adafna. When there's no minig, we said we start with Levenim and move up. Or maybe we start with Gazas and move down. But Hutzav Adafna, ma'am bechar shmeg. Hutzav Adafna, hakol kin minig amedina, li yisun Hutzav Adafna. Zokim Chaim Olozhin, pshatin dagoyis Ashri and the Ramban. Dagoyis Ashri and the Ramban hold that if there's a minig of Machzelis, Tavara, it's also good. Any minig is good. What is the Gemara singling out Hutzav Adafna? let's even say a chaffer. What are we asking? Let the Gemara say even better. Hakol kiminig amedina liyisuye machzelis. Yeah, you know what you would think then? Yeah, you would think that machzelis, if there's a minig of machzelis, even that's good. And when there's no minig, when it's iyo chadoshu, what would you think is the standard? Hutzavadachna. You would think that you start with hutzavadachna. Machzelis needs a minig. Dafti Gemara makish zay, no. Hakol kiminig amedina. Where's the cutoff point? And I'm assuming there's nothing in between hutzavadachna and levenim. Otherwise, this word, you have to know. There might be things in between. But that's the point the Gemara is stressing. Stam in Ir Chadosha, the Shir is going to be Levenin. You want to know something about Hakol Kiminig, that even a Minig can allow you to go into a new realm, even do things less than Levenin? Minig HaMedina, even Utsav Adapna. Fasteitzach went in further, Machzelis is also good. But that already requires a Minig. Without a Minig, the Machzelis is not going to be good. Now you have to know, when the Minig is Machzelis, we have a Machloikis Mishon. Taisa says, the Rosh says it's Hakam Minig. The Hagoyis Ashri says it's a minig, and you'll do machzelis. According to Tosis, if the minig is machzelis, so what do you do? What do you do? There's an ear that's noyig machzelis. What do you do? So it's interesting, the Rosh, when he brings down the Shita, he says, if the minig is machzelis, you're not allowed to get away with machzelis. You have to do hutzav adatma. Now, chayra, machzelis, if it doesn't count, it's as if it's nothing. We already said that in a ear chadosha, you start off with levain. And here the Rosh is saying, if the minig is machzelis, machzelis you can't do. Rather you have to go to hutzav adatma. Shteito an interessante zach. That machzelis, yeah, teichnish, it's not a minig. But we're going to nutzach with the minig of machzelis. It's yesh b'chal mon emosayim over here, backwards. If there's a minig of machzelis, machzelis tells you, don't use me. But it allows you that there's a minig that you can do hutzav adatma. You don't have to do the standard ir chadosh levenin thing. You're allowed to do hutzav adatma. The machzelis is going to allow you to do that. Which is a chiddush. I might have heard that machzelis stamas accounts for nothing. Ledugma. Yeah, a little confusing. But ledugma. The Rashba has a child. Is them. It's a big machloikis. Because we're showing him the Russian siman vav. We talked about ir chadosha. But what about an ear that nagu shaloi live nois? It's not an ir chadosha. Shanema la ir yishona. Oh, but they have a minig loy live nois. The ganze shtar is loyig not to build the wall. Big machloikis. We're showing him. Is chotzer so stark of a machayiv that even if it's nagu shaloi live nois, you're machayiv to build. That says the ganze shtar is doing shaloi kidit. Nagu shaloi live nois, but the din is no, you are machayiv. Interesting. Oh, but the machloikis. We're showing him. What's the din by nagu shaloi live nois? And the Rashba says, he says, the same in Achzelis we say doesn't count, and you're machayiv. So what if it's Nagu Shaloi Livnois, you're Mechuyiv? It's a Shver Rashba. Maybe really Nagu Shaloi Livnois, you're Potter. If the Minik is not to be Makbid, maybe this is that son, you're Potter. Machzelis, the Pshad, is they're Makbid and have a Minik head yet about how to deal with it. That's worse. There, we have you say, oh, you guys are Makbid and you're doing Machzelis, throw out your Minik of Machzelis, but still suit to the fact that you're Noik. Hagab Atzmacha. We're saying now that when they're Noik by Machzelis, you have to do Hutzav Adatma. According to the Rashba, that a Nogu Shaloi Livnois, you machuyev anyways, what do you think you have to do in a Nogu Shaloi Livnois? Levenin. So don't go stelling to Nogu Shaloi Livnois to Machzelis. Machzelis gets you to Hutzav Adachna. Nogu Shaloi Livnois. This is Nogu Shaloi Livnois. And this was my argument to Kolmini Shailas. Interessant. Lamashal. We said that Chotzer, did the Machloikis Rishayim, so Rishayim hold it's Ad Kedek Ach Machuyev, even if it's Nogu Shaloi Livnois. Gina, and Bika has its own Gedar. There's a tzad by Bika, we'll say the sugya, but there's a tzad by Bika, you're only mechayiv if there is a minig. Heramaisa. Bika, you're only mechayiv if there's a minig. If it's an ir chadosh, you're not mechayiv in Bika. If there's a minig livnois, then you're mechayiv. Without a minig livnois, you're not mechayiv. Ichfrega shayla, I didn't say that one talks about it, but chava shayla. You have an ear that by Bika they're noyig to make machzelis. You're mechayiv to do anything? Remember, by Bika, if they're not noyig, you're not mechayiv. The minig is what triggers off the machayiv. And you have an ear that by Bika they're noyig to make machzelis. Do I say, ooh, machzelis is garnished? It's like Nagu Shaloi. And your putter? Well, no, the machzelis four triggers off the machayiv. Not of that I had a shayla. Interesting shayla. Machzelis. We had a shayla, could you be machnis ter shaloi behutza v'dafna? Machloikis rosh, yesh mforshim. What's the din? Could you be machnis ter shaloi with machzelis? Look, my sin is a machzelis. It lasts 2 days, but it's there. I can't see you. There's no ma'aseh on purpose. And be oyster, like the Rishonim that you're allowed to be machnas teich shaloi behutza v'dafne, farvos. Because the Gram is only ma'aseh on purpose, and there's dying geshek, he's paying for it. No, so maybe machnas teich shaloi v'machzelis also. I don't know, machzelis is worse. Ain't because of gar sharf is for. Machzelis is garnished. If you learn that the Yisoid of Hezek, I'll explain what I mean. If you learn that the Hezber of Hezek Riyah is because you're meinei the tashmish, not that you're looking at him. See, if there's a machzelis, you can't see him. It's going to last 2 days, you don't see. Can't understand. It's just uncle, you can't understand. But if you learn that the Yisoid of Ezekri is that he's not going to, he's going to shter, he's not going to do his things. Machzelus falls down so quickly that even when it's standing, this guy's not going to start doing his private things. I mean, oh, in 2 minutes, it's going to fall. So when it's staying, it's like a type of kaporis. He can't do his private things. Even watching the Machzelus standing, a Kenish, don't find it, and 2 minutes, it has fallen. If the Machzelus touch law is garnished, even when it's standing, it's not my name, the Ezekri. Yeah. So you have to know, is Machzelus, if the Rashba stole through Machzelus to know who shall I live with? You have to know what to take out of that Machzelus, of that Zach. We'll say a Chiddush Pshat and Tosis Avada, a Chiddush from the Mari Koyin. Avada, Pashup Pshat, when you read the Tosis saying, Nil Rabbeinu Tam, Dafka Hutze V'Dafno, Avol Pachas Mikan is not good. What's Pachas Mikan? Less than Hutze V'Dafno. Machzelus. The Mari Koyin reads Tosis differently. He reads that Tosis was Machadish at the first half, that Gevil Dalet is a good minute. And then we already said the Pshat of the Maram. So what was Tosis Hemshech? For Tosis, Gvil Dalet is good? So then why does the Gemara ask, Hakol Kimin and Hamadina Lisu Yehutze V'dafna? Hakol Kimin and Magadina, they even Gvil Dalet! Zok the Mari Koin, and for Tosis is Chozeboy. V'nirul Levin and Tamlo, I made a mistake, Taka. Dafka Hutze V'dafna! Because Hutze V'dafna in its style, in its shtick, that's Hutze V'dafna. Avu Pachos Mikan, Gvil less than Vav, Levin less than Gimel, a stone wall less than its shear. That's a Minigagid. He's chazer away from what he said earlier. Chilas Devri HaToysis was saying that Gvil Dalet is good. Hadam Gefrek, with the Hemshel like the Maran. Well, how can you say it's good? If Gvil Dalet is good, so what's much of the Gemara, Kol Kemine Gamedina, Li Suye, what's heis, Li Suye Gvil Dalet. So Toys had to be chazer away, and Toys had to be moving to the rush, that Gvil Dalet is no good. Vush Tegas and Toysis, Alich the Gepshah, Chidish the Gepshah, Dav Go Hutza Vidatma, Avon Pachas Mikan, Gvil less than its sheer is no good. And Toys is chazer away from what he just said. As I state the Chidish, the Pshah and the Mari Koin. We'll say for a chashav yisoid, very wichtig. The entire thing we're talking about here, the gedorim of the chi of koisel, is all making sense if you learn hezek riyashmei hezek. And even if you hold hezek riyashmei hezek, hagam be'emes amachzelis, ich zeynish, ich sternish, ich binish gerim in yis tashmish, or whether with the chi of koisel michlal and hezek riyah, which said no, prevent even hezek riyah, veni, that there shouldn't be moise and pyrus, and I shouldn't have to have it in toyer with you in 3 months. Now that's all if you learn hezek riyashmei hezek. If you learn hezek riyah, loishmei hezek, so we're talking about shutfim that wanted to build a wall, then they mechuyev. Where does all those gedarim come? All of a sudden, Vil Vav, and that's not a minig. This is a minig. When it's machnas tach shaloi, the ganze geshef. It's hot up pshat that you hold hezek riyah, loishmei hezek. Will the vayla say just one word? That even if you hold loishmei hezek, the pshat in the rotsu lasois is that not stam in the vantarein, mez maskim to avant. They want to stout suit to the hezek riyah, the gedarim. It's a chiddush. We're saying over the etzim zog. It's going to be in the morning again when we'll see the sugi fin hezek riyah. But it's a vichtige zog. That even if you hold loishmei hezek, the gather of what they're being mishta, what they're being masking to, is the stealth suit that has agreed to the Gedarim. And also, what not Geshmuz yet, is wichtig, even if you have Lashmei Hezek. That's what they were masking to. That's what they wanted the stealth suit to. Interesting to Shaila, I saw in the Chasam Sofer. In the Ir Chadosh, it was saying that most of the Shoinim hold that you do the vein. That says, you're not allowed to Hutzah V'dafna. Because Hutzah V'dafna only if it's Nagu, then you do Hutzah V'dafna. And you're allowed to be Tevei Levenin because of Anpyrus and Misatzim Medin. Not more than Levenin, but up to Levenin. A minig of Gvil will allow you to go even further. Stam is Levenin. Hotar Ashaila, a Seir Chadosha, and they built Levenin. Many years later, the wall fell down and now you have to rebuild. But now already it's an established city, and the minig in the city is Gvil. In the Chiv of Nafal, you have to now build Gvil because the minig is Gvil. Or do you go with the Machayev that they originally had done, that by them the Machayev was Levenu, because at that stage it was an Er Chadosha. This is a separate Shaila, Sai if you learn Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, and a separate Shaila if you learn Hezek Riyah Loi Shmei Hezek. If Shenochen Shaila, I'm not sure what the din is, in an ear that's Noig Levenu, and one of them wants to do Gvil Vav, he wants to be Machnas Tuk Shaloi with Gvil Vav, and even if you go with the Nemuka Yosef Hashem Dira'ah, he says, you want Levenu, right? You want 1.5 Tfachim of Levenu on your side. I'm willing to do Gvil Vav. We'll put 1.5 Tfachim of it on your side. I'll put the rest by me. Sefeltem das Eichet. That also he has a time. Nei, ich will Levenim, al demine is Levenim. Vos feltem ois da. I feel the Nemuk Yosef B'Shem Ra'ah hat anishkin time. Can a Legen Zachen af Azavan? What would be the din then? Could he be today? And no, he wants Minig of Levenim, and he doesn't want Gvil. Good. No? First time. Emiyat Hashem tomorrow, lefikach, daf, sach zetonim.